It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We didn't know how to trace the caller ID number, so we went to the only person we knew who had access to the World Wide Web.
Yeah, it seemed like karma was bringing Billy to me as a reward. But now I realize karma was also bringing me to Billy. I think I'm supposed to help her get her life back on track.
Karma wants her to be our girlfriend.
Oh, that couldn't be more romantic if Manilow sang it in a bubble bath. here's the number. Oh, looks like it's a payphone.
Hey, what's this website you got covered up? What's a DILF?
That's Dad's I'd Like to Find. I've lost touch with the fathers of some of my childhood friends.
Well, let's check and see if our dad's on there.
Well,
is that really what Dad's doing when Mommy's hanging around?
Everybody, so how are we going to energize our office? I mean, I haven't done anything since Christmas. Pam clearly has just given up trying. So nice what we glasses. Need to do is we need to get things going. We need to get percolating a little bit. Anybody have any ideas what we could do? Any suggestions? Yes, Andy.
What if we changed our outgoing answering machine message so it just had a little more zing and a little more pep?
Zing and pep. See, those are the kind of words we're looking for. Yes, Jim.
What about if we did an even newer voicemail message that had even more zing and pep?
Now we're cooking. I like this. Maybe a whole theme, like a rap rhyme.
An urban thing.
An urban, yeah. Stanley, you want to help us out with that?
Stanley thing.
Stanley, Earth of Stanley.
Not me.
Yes, you. Come on, Stanley. Yes, you. Put your little game down and join the group.
No.
Stanley, we're having a little
Leave
brain.
Leave me alone, damn
we're having
it.
A brainstorm session.
Did I stutter?
Stanley.
Good. This is good. I'm going to grab a glass of water.
Can I talk to you a second?
Oh, what?
I really think that you need to address what happened with Stanley this morning.
What are you blabbering about? Nothing happened.
Well, you know, Stanley was openly insubordinate.
That? In the conference room?
Yeah.
We were joshing around, the two of us, and he said, did I stutter? And I said, whoa, what, dog? I was joking. Toby, all right?
He didn't seem like he was joking.
Well, you don't get it, because Stanley is a beautiful, sassy, powerful black man.
And sassy.
You're
you. If you had any friends, you would understand. Friends joke with one another. Hey, you're poor. Well, hey, your mama's dead. That's what friends do. It's
what we do.
You're so
Hey,
white.
Your restaurant's closed.
All right.
Hey, you want
corduroys? If you really believe that Stanley was joking.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go ask him now?
Okay, I will. I'm not feeling very well right now, though. My stomach hurts, so I may be going home early today.
Stomach hurts.
You know, Michael, sometimes my daughter's stomach hurts when there's a mean girl at school.
Well, sometimes my stomach hurts when you come into my office. So it's probably psychological.
Mr. Donaghy, you're not really going down to 12, are you?
I have to. Of course it's humiliating. Banks is trying to shame me into leaving. But where else am I going to go? I've been sleeping with the Cindy Crawford of corporations for the last 22 years. What am I supposed to do? Just lie down with some skank like 3M?
What about Washington? I'm sure your friends in the Bush administration would...
Bush? Has it gotten that bad? Good God, I'd rather work for an American car company than jump on that sinking ship.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
Well, my mind.
Friday, that's a little tribute to my old friend David Haynes. D.H. just felt like doing that.
Nice.
I do that again. I'm not going to steal that from Donnie Simpson. Don't worry about that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. We invite you to visit WJFK.com. Once you're there, take a look at our podcasts. What are they rated? Tell me the truth right now. I'm going to let it out there for everybody. They're 50th.
I stopped checking.
Okay. So
when
did I.
When we went to 39,
I stopped checking. We were hot for a while, baby. Anyway, fun. We invite you to visit WJFK.com. Also, you can email us if you choose and post your thoughts in the forum. Coming soon, MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yay.
And our newest feature that we've just implemented on the show, you can IM us at MikeOWJFK. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. And that's incidentally how Buzz gets his buzz babes. Today, from Trading Spaces on TLC, we welcome TV Hottie P. Paige Davis.
Oh, yeah.
From a Man versus Wild on Discovery, Bear Grylls. I was calling him Grillis yesterday.
It's Gorillas, Mike.
No, it's Grylls. It's Grylls. You behave yourself, Mr. Spiewak.
Happy Friday to you, my
also,
friend.
Tickets for you to Game 6 of the Wizards-Cavs. I got to talk about that right away, the NBA playoff action. And also, we will give equal time to the ladies today when we play
Wheel of Fat Chicks.
Is that enough show for ye?
Yay.
Maybe. I think it is.
It's but, too much.
It is too much show. I hope we get to all of it. But I do want to tell you right now, stop the music because this is very, very important.
Right now.
This is important. Listen, Wizards fans, we have four tickets, two pairs of tickets or four together to go to Game 6 of the Wizards-Cavs, hot NBA playoff action.
It's hot.
Cavs 3, Wizards 2. They're fighting for their lives out there. This is very, very exciting playoff action. If you are a diehard Wizards fan, you have to get down here before 4 o'clock. But here's the hook. Yesterday it was the head shaving. Today, I want to see the most painted fan. You know the kind of fans I'm talking about,
right?
Now the crazy fans.
It's the fans that you know tend to strip down to their waist and they paint their whole body. I want you painted. Now they're saying it's white night, so you don't have to paint yourself like powder. But if you got the Wizards colors, blue, whatever, I don't care. Get your mother's lipstick. The most painted fan.
I'd like to see a fan like that lady in the John Adams show in Paris.
Oh yes, when they powdered themselves.
Yes.
You know, you old queen. I will tell you that I was thinking about you because you and I would have lived beautifully back in those days.
Oh, God, don't I? You know, I think me, you, and Ben Franklin, we would have had some fun.
Oh, man. You and I would have ended up in a tub.
Symphony in wool.
Hello, Robbie. So here it is, right, Bethann? They've got to get here before 4, like right before 4 o'clock.
Before 4.
Because it's going on a list that's going to Will Call to put their names on. And they have, so it's either one person gets 4 or two guys get a pair each. Depends on when they get down here.
And they can be girls.
They can be girls, too, yes. But, yesterday we had the smelly guys come down for that. So listen up. Paint yourself. Paint yourself, and then come down here to 10800 Main Street. You have less than an hour to get down here if you want to go see Game 6 of the playoffs because, both our hockey team and our basketball team here in D.C. doing great guns. So come on down here, paint yourself, and I will be the judge, and Buzz will be the judge, and we'll see if you get to go to the Wizards game, okay?
They're even as good as our football team.
Yes. Who could be better than our football team?
I love the storied history of our football team.
Mike. I watched the draft a little bit. I know we did very well.
Yes, we did.
Do you believe that I watched the draft?
I don't believe that.
You're a smart man.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
All right. The big day tomorrow, all of us, tomorrow afternoon, L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant, 18th Street Northwest. Mm-hmm. It is the best Cinco de Mayo party. That's all it is. It is the best one.
It is the only best one. Really?
Just like the best damn sports show. I don't watch that. Is that on the air anymore?
It's still on.
Best Cinco de Mayo party.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could win, listen to this,
yes,
100,000 pesos.
Wow.
Would anyone like to guess how much money that is?
A lot of pesos. I have no idea.
You haven't heard the promo?
No.
I know.
You're not cheating? I know you know.
I know.
I also know. He knows.
Mm-hmm. Well, I figured it out.
Would you like to guess?
100,000 pesos.
100,000 pesos. How much do you think that is?
It's $100.
No. More.
No.
Higher.
A lot more.
$1,000.
Way more.
A lot more than that.
Really?
Yes, sir.
$5,000.
More
than that.
Not $10,000.
A little less than that.
$7,500.
A little more than that.
Okay, $8,000.
A little more than that.
$9,000 is 100,000 pesos.
Here is what we will be doing, my friends.
I haven't been lately.
Bethann, Buzz, Rob, Miguel, and Hyo. You are arguing her. We will all be at a Cinco de Mayo party at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant. Enjoy those equis responsibly. Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com and
Stay thirsty,
my friends. So we're going to go cash, right? Wearing like sombreros or anything.
Black tie.
Hip cash.
And we can't steal the idea from our wonderful midday show here at WJFK, Big O and Dukes.
They're going to list the three amigos,
Rob,
right?
And I, we're going to wear the sombreros and stuff.
Serapes.
I was thinking
we should ride mules.
I'd love that. Or dress as Sancho Panza and,
also good.
Zorro. That would be.
I'd like to be Sergeant Garcia from Zorro. The big, fat, sweaty Sergeant Garcia.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, so we urge you to come on down there. I met a few people out and about last evening, so they're going to be joining us down there, so I'm looking forward to it. Let's go to John in Maryland, who has waited for an entire 24 hours to ask me if he can have my sign at the restaurant.
Oh,
wow.
Hi.
John.
Hey, I was a regular at your restaurant until it closed.
What?
I'm so sad. I said I was a regular at your restaurant until it closed. And now that it's closed, my last name is O'Mara, too, and I was wondering if I could have your sign.
Well, you know, everything for a cause. And the cause happens to be my daughter's education.
Oh.
So now that they cost me money.
So you can be mocked. You know, it ain't over yet. Let me just.
Someone had to pay retail for that
sign. Let
me
just throw that out, okay? No, I mean, you know, hey, look, the sign is still up there, you know.
That's true.
This is a process that I'm going through right now.
Anything can happen.
You're a mad showman like P.T. Barnum.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm just going
are.
Through. There's so much crap going. I almost said the S word. There is so much crap going on with this restaurant that you will not believe that I'm not sure I should even be talking about the restaurant at all. I really shouldn't
do that.
Don't
you have people to do this?
People to do what?
What you need to do.
You mean for the restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, the restaurant's closed. I don't need any people anymore.
Why is
That's
there so
true.
Much to do?
Because there's a lot going on with... going out of business, and there it's not like there's no interest paperwork
gotcha.
In
the renting,
facility. As a matter of fact, there's a great deal of interest.
The renting for private parties?
But there's just, especially after yesterday, mm-hmm. and since this thing got into the press, there's just a lot of interest because it's a pretty nice little place.
And late at night, you've been seen milling around in there.
Crying, sitting there sobbing.
The only light from your smoldering cigarette.
The ghost of O'Mara.
I look like Scrooge. Mark from Nebraska, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. I really haven't been listening to you guys for a long time. I started listening my first show I listened to was the show that Don announced that he was leaving, and which made me sad, even though I really didn't listen to you guys for a long time. But right. I just want to let you know that you guys are doing a really good job with the new show and that you guys have a pretty sizable fan base out here in Nebraska. I don't know if you knew that or not.
What affiliate do you listen on out in Nebraska?
It's,
come on. Dumbass, come on.
You're the only show I listen to.
I mean, first of all, when you start a call and you're trying to be complimentary and you started out with, I never listened to you before, but, and then I just happened to listen the day Don was leaving and now I'm listening and, it's pretty darn good. And then I ask you for the radio station. How about the numbers? Do you know the numbers?
Look at 95.1.
95.1.
It's Lincoln, I think.
Is it Lincoln?
Isn't it Lincoln?
Out in Lincoln.
Yeah, it's out of Lincoln.
Well, thanks for calling, Mark, and we do appreciate it.
95.
Have fun in XR, Ben.
Don't think he believed me at all. I want to go to Molesto.
Always.
Early on the show, we always go to Molesto. Let's take a call from Nate. Nate from Molesto, how are you?
What's up, Mike? Your show's the bomb.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, I just want to ask Beth Ann if she's thonged up, and I'm going to listen to myself, so I'm going to let you go on the radio.
All right, so long, friend.
I like that. Nate, you can call with that every single day.
That we haven't had that question in a long time.
True.
You thonged up today?
No.
Oh.
Nothing.
Oh, no, really? Stop. Really?
No.
Okay.
Any of us?
How about you, Buzz?
Yes, I am wearing underwear today.
Congrats.
But not a thong.
And thank God, Rob, you are, too.
Boxers, two pairs.
Okay. And me, as usual, panties.
Thank you.
Lovely, frilly, pink panties.
Nice. On the subject of clothes, you said cash, but are we going to be more specific as to our outfits for tomorrow?
No, I think we just do what we do. We elevate it. No Birkenstocks, tomorrow.
Be cool.
Hard shoes.
I want you covering your toes tomorrow. That's the only thing I respect.
My toes look
ask.
Really good.
Studio.
He's getting a pedicure.
Toes open, no problem at all. But, out in public.
New ones that you bought me. How about long pants and Birkenstocks?
That was like one of the first
things. The look that looks so good.
Come down and see Rob's toes. What's
that? Rob shared with me.
What?
Were see these shoes? Mike got them for me.
It's
so
true.
Nice.
Was it your birthday present?
It was Christmas.
Christmas present.
But
I
saved the certificate until the weather got fair.
Uh-huh. Rob turned me on to these Birkenstock sandals because, I think our listening audience is becoming very well aware of the fact that we're a couple of old queens.
Uh-huh. The word is out.
And I love saying that. Incidentally, I want to try to say that as many times as possible on every broadcast.
You don't see me fighting it, do you?
We're a couple of old queens.
Look at these beautiful size 46 blue suede Birkenstocks. You know, you've cinched it, Mike. I'm wearing them tomorrow, but with long pants.
Okay, very good. Come down and see Rob's deformed toes tomorrow at L'Oreal Plaza
Just
Restaurant.
Just the baby toe is deformed.
I don't want to put any pressure on our listening audience. But this little event we're having tomorrow, very significant for the old show. I want to show the people you care.
Please.
It's a funky time as far as I'm concerned, 4:30 to 6:30.
It is.
That's a funky time on a Saturday.
It's our happy hour,
Happy hour. Uh-huh. Well, technically, it's happy hour on a Friday. Let's not kid anybody. Okay?
That's true.
I'm urging you, if you're planning on going out this evening, and this is one drinker to all the other drinkers that are out there, I'd like you to pace yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
I'd like you really, really pace yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like me, I went out Thursday. All right, so I paced myself. That
means started already.
I will have a quiet evening at home tonight so that I will be ready to go at 4:30 tomorrow.
Right.
And on another note, It's not just the big crowd that we're looking for just to have a successful little party down here.
Of course.
We're looking for some help from our for our new friend.
Yes.
Miss Beth Ann McBride.
Some oh, help my from God. Beth Ann. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
please.
Let's be honest. The
please
fact
help.
Is she is extraordinarily lonely.
She's yes. a whether, lover?
No, whether she knows it or not. See, there's the point right yeah. there.
You're not?
No.
Well, I thought you would, yes. I thought you weren't doing anything except like going out to the mall.
But no. now I have TMOS to fill
no.
my time.
No,
no this
no,
morning she
no.
was at the deli when I called her.
I know. I've really gotten slack.
Here's the deal. You are, you know, this is your out and about time, and this is where I think that really you're such a workaholic, and you spend so much time associated with this radio show that this is really the way that you're going to find love.
Yes.
I've resigned myself to the fact that you're going to find love through this program. You are going to find love because a listener will come down, uh-huh. will start chatting you up, and all of a sudden it will blossom. Blossom into something. I'm sorry.
You will take a lover.
I made a mistake of going to
maybe right there.
Kebabogram or whatever the hell that sub shop was instead of the regular chain.
You got to go to the chain, Mike.
Got to go
to the chain. And Beth Ann, you must take a lover.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
In your job description.
Yeah, okay. I mean, well, it'll make you happier, too. It'll make you happier.
I'm
you know?
Happy.
You'll be able to. Right now, we have ceased operations, so we're not having private parties or anything. Walks hand in hand when you go through the mall now. Mm-hmm. It'll be exciting for you. So this is very important. And Buzz Babes. Now I know you were trolling for Buzz Babes. Got a couple of them yesterday, right?
Got a couple of expressions of interest on the IM yesterday. Beth Ann got a call or two. I think we've got a pretty good start. What are we up to now, Beth Ann?
Five.
Okay, now here's the way this is going to work.
But we haven't met these girls.
We haven't met them yet.
That's why. Well, what a perfect day to meet them is have them come down to the restaurant tomorrow.
That would be nice.
And also, remember, my offer stands a crisp $5 bill I will hand to anybody that comes down to this appearance tomorrow. I will send them, I won't send it to them. I'll hand it to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you come in from, like, Sacramento and you're the furthest person away, or you just happen to be from far away.
Do they have to prove they're from far away?
Yeah, I'll have to look
photo
at a
ID.
I'll have to look at a driver's license.
Beth Ann, Mike will be needing a $5 bill tomorrow.
That's right.
So let me tell you, this contest works two ways. You can be a legitimate idiot, get on a plane and fly here and go to our appearance, or you could be, you know, one of the transient Washington people that happens to be from another area with a driver's license.
Either way.
You could cheat, but I'm not going
to
care.
Try to find an airfare under $5, and then you will make a profit.
That'll be a wonderful profit.
Good luck.
So we're very very excited about L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant and our Cinco de Mayo party tomorrow. Please come down and join us. We're looking forward to meeting every one of you. Bruce from Spokane, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, baby. What's happening? How you do, Brucey?
Even though the restaurant is closing, you not forget the kickbacks anymore. We still get kickbacks, capi?
You know, I thought for a second you were starting with Italian, and then it kind of veered back into Russia.
Yeah.
What is wrong with restaurant where you get kickbacks to a Russian mafia? Which is it, Bruce? Is it Italian or Russian?
Is anything you want to be.
Is anything you want to be.
The Joe Arringer School of dialects right there. Okay.
Generic foreign country.
Last night, as I mentioned very briefly, I was very pleased that finally my long national nightmare with CBS concluded yesterday. Everything was kind of buttoned up.
Yay.
I'm very happy about that. Looking forward to a good 4 to 5 day run. And, you know, I could not be happier that I've got that signed to that effect. Yeah, 4 or 5
good.
Day. Well, there was an addendum that I didn't read there.
You got an extension.
So I went out because this has been, as everybody that works on this show knows, quite the endeavor, quite the ordeal.
Sure.
Long time has passed. A lot of stuff has changed. Our lives have been, very dramatically affected over the last few months.
Right.
And this represented closure on that end, at least for me.
Yeah, for you, Mike. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, you know how it goes. You know how it goes, Rob. Ain't nothing but a thing.
It's getting better for me. I saw Michael Hughes running down the hall yesterday, so that's
good.
We're getting closer.
You remember what I said to you?
You got to catch him.
Only one way to do it. You got to sprint and get him at the ankles.
That's right.
You got to hear his chin hit the floor before he's going to chat.
It's all about center of gravity.
Yeah,
just the way it works with
him. Hit him low. He can't fool you with his feet.
So decided to go out to a restaurant, have a nice fancy dinner with my lovely lady last night.
Yeah.
And I'm giving it a plug, paid full price for my meal and everything, but I'll plug them anyway. They were great. It's called Rue 123.
Wow.
A little Frenchy place.
That, yeah. Where is it?
It's just down the street. Just down the street here in Fairfax.
Cool.
And man, oh.
Good?
Was it good?
Let me tell you. That food.
It's rich.
That food was incredible.
Any sauce?
They had raspberry sauce. And they had brown sauce.
Oh, I bet they had.
And they had cream sauce for the souffle.
It was so fancy. And it was so good. But during the course of the dinner,
I started chatting with the owner who was there and, you know, hit it up with this guy. And it ended up where we went out on the little patio there and mm-hmm. he gave us a little, you know, a little glass of vino.
Oh, nice.
Was he French?
And, no, he was Turkish of all things.
Oh,
it
wow.
was kind of neat
really?
Because I was watching Matt Lauer in Istanbul.
I know, he was in Istanbul.
I felt like such an ass, though, because I was trying to be Mr. Smartass, and I went, oh, yes, Carla, you know, Turkey, Istanbul, you know, where they have Asia and Europe meet, and there's a bridge between the two, and the city is actually existing in Asia and and also in Europe. And he looks at me and he goes, hey, you saw Matt Lauer yesterday, huh? I felt like a real moron.
Were you the only one in the restaurant with a Red Sox pullover?
I was, and that's the way we greeted. He said his chef was from Boston.
Oh, really?
And actually turned out to be from Connecticut. So,
cool.
Yeah, it was one of those kind of nights where we hit it off with the guy. And then we were sitting on the patio, and as is the case, Carla gets up at about 6:45 in the morning and has to go to work, like bing, bang, boom. And I, you know, I get up, of course, at 10 o'clock, and then I sleep another 2 hours. After I wake up, I take a nap.
Right.
But the thing is, she, you know, she has to start a little bit earlier, and so she didn't want to go on to another place, have a little nightcap, and, you know, who you talking to.
Yeah, you like the evening to continue.
These guys, remember, we had that discussion about
that.
It
just
began. Never want the evening to end.
I love me the evening.
Johnny Nightcap.
So I went down to Hard Times Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
And Carla did not want me to go. She really, you know, said, and I was kind of like, oh, come on. We met a new friend. We met a new friend. This is fun. Dinner was great. And, you know, wine and
what
gave
time
us
is
some
it
wine.
Now?
I don't know.
Okay.
I take my watch off.
Okay.
It's fun
I take,
time.
When I leave this building, I take my watch off every day.
Methinks it was probably between 10 and 10:30.
It was a late one. It was a relatively late, but she wanted to get going. So she's really, and Carla is feeling a little, shall we say, tense lately.
All right.
If you know what I mean.
For a few days?
Yes, just a few days of tension is on its way.
Oh, I
see. It's the before.
She's setting the table.
She didn't really, hold on a second.
A phone call?
Yes. Hold on. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Chef Gary. How are you? This guy calls himself Chef Gary. Yes, what can we do for you?
I can tell you what Beth Ann needs. She needs a nice romantic dinner cooked for her at her house.
Are you the person to do? Oh, here's a stalker. Are you the person to do this?
Absolutely. Well, that has to be at her house. I can cook in a front lawn. She can, you know, whatever.
Do you have your own knives?
Yes, I do actually have my own knives.
Now it says Chef Gary. Are you a professional chef?
Yes, I am.
Where do you work, Chef Gary? And you can be, you can be general about it. What area do you work in?
I work for a very secure government facility.
See right there.
The White House?
The cafeteria.
Chef Gary, don't you think it's a little odd that, you know, if you're trying to get romantic with Beth Ann, the first thing you do is suggest cooking a dinner at her house?
Well, that's what I can do. Absolutely.
Chef Gary, you're not understanding me. That's creepy.
Yeah.
That's creepy weird.
Where would you like me to cook it, in her front yard? I mean,
Chef
you know,
Gary,
or...
you know what you should do? Here's what you should do. Uh-huh. If you are first of all, where are you calling from?
Right now I'm in Alexandria.
Okay.
He's at Beth Ann's house.
He's in the house.
He's boiling the water.
You're in the area. What I suggest is you come down tomorrow to a L'Oreal Plaza restaurant. And, you know, maybe you can introduce yourself as Chef Gary, let Beth Ann take a look at you. And
wear an apron.
Gary, you're new at this. You're new at this stalking game, aren't you, Gary?
Well, I thought it was a little more, you know, a little better than inviting her to my house.
No, it isn't. I'll give you some tips tomorrow.
It's very, very creepy, Chef Gary. Can we ask a few questions about you?
Sure, absolutely.
How long have you been out of a relationship?
I have been divorced for 12 years.
Okay. Have you had anybody in between the divorce and now? Any girlfriends, anything like that?
Not anything steady. An occasional date here or there, but work has kept me fairly busy.
What ended the relationship?
Hold on a second, Rob. The password is in common.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. 12
True.
Years. When we're adding on to that decade. Sounds real good. Could you describe yourself a little bit, Gary?
I am 5'10", 185 pounds.
Nice.
Beard, mustache, glasses.
Oh.
How are your fingernails?
Very clean.
How are your teeth?
I have all of them.
You have all of them in
there? What is their coloring?
They are white.
Oh, good.
Is there a chance that we could have you come down to the restaurant tomorrow?
Sure, absolutely.
Come down to 18th Street Northwest. And Beth Ann, do you have any questions before we let Gary go? Because he says he's going to come down. Would you like to ask him anything?
I just want
to
make sure he's there by 7.
That's
our appearance is 7 to 9.
She's a very regimented woman. She perhaps, likes a schedule, Gary.
Perhaps
you get there before 7, so before it's dark? Is that what she's trying to say?
No.
No, it's just that Beth Ann has a very, very strict schedule.
Very important. I know. And a very important mall date. I know.
And how serious are you, Chef Gary? You sound like you might be serious.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da.
Any further questions, panel?
Yeah, I'd love for him to email a picture of himself today.
Any chance you could do that? All right, send
absolutely.
It to your email, Beth Ann. That's BETHANN at WJFKFM.com.
Tasteful,
Gary. I can
Gary.
Do that, and if she's too scared, she can email me back and say, no chance in hell, buddy.
Criminal record? Do you have a criminal record? Good question.
Not one that's not been expunged, no.
Have you ever been addicted to prescription narcotics?
Not addicted, no.
Are you an alcoholic?
No.
Do you take a drink occasionally?
Occasionally.
Good man. Do you experiment? Do you experiment sexually?
Well, any sex for me would be an experiment at this point.
You know what? I like that answer.
Me out with me?
No, I like that. I like that.
Well, who are you to,
I mean, he's had a long drought.
It's not like you're keeping busy.
I know, but isn't it more normal for
a woman? I tell you,
you
have sex with this guy. That'll be bigger than when Geraldo opened that vault.
You mean sex with someone else?
I think Gary sounds like a very nice man. See, so Rob hates him. That's a good sign.
Have that in common.
That is a good sign because Rob hates everybody. So that's a very good sign.
Not you, Mike.
No, I know. I know, you old queen.
You flaming queen.
All right, Chef Gary, we're going to let you go, but we want to see you tomorrow, okay? And send a picture of yourself.
Will do.
Okay, see you later, Gary.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. I like him. I think he's yours.
Yeah, what a winner.
Let's go to Sacramento. Hello, Sacramento. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, that's Richard in Sacramento.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Formerly of Modesto.
Very good. Molesto.
Nice trade.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
How is your dog's nose faring?
Much better. Thank you
moist?
For asking.
Is it moist?
This guy's
it's moister
getting his,
than it was.
He's getting his afternoon jerk.
Okay. He really is. Dog's nose.
Okay, have fun for Molesto. Oh, so dear. Where was I? I was coming out of the restaurant.
Uh-huh. And
she was tense.
Wants to go home.
She was tense.
Hard time.
But we go with our new friend, and he's got a very nice car. And I get
the
into the front seat.
The guy from the one restaurant goes.
The
with
owner
you?
Of the restaurant says, "Hey, come on down. We'll have another. We'll have
Akbar?
An after dinner. We'll have
wow.
a nightclub." Yeah, Akbar decides that he's going to take us down there, and we hop in. And it's just this is not like I just met the guy. We had a tremendous amount in common as far as friends that we both knew.
Like Gary and I.
It was one of those exactly.
Right.
So I really wanted
to. Did you make love?
No, stop it.
Wow.
I really wanted.
She skipped 5 steps.
I really wanted to go. And Carla really didn't want to go.
Right.
That doesn't happen
time.
That often.
Right.
I really, we're used to really just being in my place. Mm-hmm. And at my place, it's always the same drill. We'll go out. This is a routine. We'd sit there on Thursday night. I eat my steak, have 700 beers, and Carla says, "I think I'm going to go home." And I go, "Okay." And she goes home, and I find a way of getting home.
Staggering.
Maybe that's why I went out of business. I usually have my security staff drive me home. I swear to God, the mistakes I made in the restaurant business. But we decide to go, and she's in the back of the car. And as I'm walking by to get to the front passenger seat, and she's getting into the other seat in the back, she takes the car door, and she goes like that, and just opens it and hits my knee. But here's the thing:
what?
She hardly hit it at all.
Oh,
but it looked, because it's a big heavy door, she just didn't push it far enough to really make good solid contact. But she didn't know that. So as soon as she did that to my knee, I did this. I went, oh my God. Because, as immediately, I'm processing. This gets me out as late as I want to go. This is a free
guilty,
pass.
Right.
Of course. And she's, I went so far as to tell my newfound friend, "Listen, tell her it's really bad." And I'm and
now
I'm
why
limping.
Would he know it's really bad as opposed to Carlin?
No, I said she didn't hurt me at all.
Oh,
but tell me it's really bad. And he's like, really, really fun. So I'm rubbing my knee, and I'm actually excuse me again. It was that, what?
It was the sub.
French it was
food?
The sub I got from the bad place.
Oh.
Don't put the sub in the bad place.
Never get a sub from a bad place.
It's gonna happen. Well, it was closer.
Yeah,
that's
I
why
understand.
I did that.
Well,
so I'm rubbing my knee, and I'm going, "Oh, Jesus.
You're going to need an ice pack."
Oh, and she immediately is going, "Oh, God, honey, I didn't mean that. I was kind of almost being playful." I said, "Right. Look, I know you didn't want to go.
I just wanted to go out and be social. How often do we meet new friends like this? You know, and I'm rubbing my knee. And we're driving in today, and we're in the car together because she had to be dropped off today at the prison. And as we're driving in.
Where she works
as a matron. And as we're driving in, I said, listen today, because I'm going to say something on the show that's going to make you feel better.
Oh,
so the fact is, she didn't do any damage at all.
Oh. So this is the first she's hearing
of it? And you got your way.
I got my way. Yeah. Got to stay out as late as I want. And then we got bored and we went home anyway. So
that's going to make her feel better, Mike.
Yeah. Hey,
you don't think it's going to make her feel better?
No, the fact that you abused the whole privilege last night.
Abused the privilege of what?
Now you're really going to get hurt.
Yeah, you know.
And she's going to think you're faking.
Oh, I never fake. I did it one time. That's why I made a big deal of it. I don't fake injury.
Except last night.
Oh, look what you've done.
Get the tapes ready.
No, I'm very, I was pleased with that because it works so well. Because she immediately went, oh, my God,
right.
I am so sorry.
It's called manipulation.
Just like, and I'm limping up, limping up the sidewalk going, oh, it's okay. It's almost like Christmas Story when Ralphie turns into a blind man.
Right.
It's exactly the same
thing. Soap poisoning.
So I was very, very happy. So that's it. I'm very pleased with the fact that we had a very nice evening last night.
Good.
And we've got you all set up with your Chef Gary. Everything's
Thank you
be
so much. Very
and,
pleased as well.
Big fun for everybody. So lots coming up on the show today. We'll have our very first buzz of the afternoon. And later on in the broadcast, Bear Grylls, he's an insane man that survives when they like dump him out of a helicopter.
Cool.
It's called Man vs. Wild. Mm-hmm. That's the show. And also Paige Davis is on the show today from Trading Spaces.
My.
And of course, let's not forget America's newest fabulous game show,
Wheel of Fat Chicks.
We'll do all that and more. We'll come up on the big show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.